behold.
We're going home, guys.
Love, on my
apple and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Gee, I really love you and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel of love. Spring is here, the sky is blue. Whoa, birds are singing, if they knew. Today's the day, we'll say I do, and we'll never be lonely anymore, because we're going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Gee, I really love you and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel of love. Bells will ring, the sun will shine. Whoa, I'll be his and he'll be mine. We'll love until the end of time, and we'll never be lonely anymore, because we're going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Gee, I really love you and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel of love. Yeah, 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 yeah. Going to the chapel of love. Yeah, 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 yeah. Going to the chapel of love. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Ooh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are.
Far and wide, but I know we
simple lie. I can hardly think as you call me. Deeper still as you call.
Michelle here. I'm just sitting here running around doing errands. So, but anyway, glad everyone was with us. Welcome to Rapture Centric Church, where Jesus is our pastor, and we are here to glorify him and lift him up. So welcome, everyone. Hopefully everyone is doing well. Right now, we actually do not have anyone in chat room right now, except for myself, of course. No guests and no Rosemary either, so definitely odd. But two people online right now, and if anyone is able to listen to this later on in the archives, welcome. So we just want to give the Lord thanks for all he has done in our lives and how awesome he is. Lord, we love you, we love you, we love you. And we just want to say you're awesome for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins so that we can spend eternity with you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all your creation, for creating this world and for bringing us in it and showing us your love and showing your power and your omnipresence through everything, Lord. And we just want to thank you and lift you up because we love you. And we just want to thank you, Lord, also for loving us most of all. Thank you for loving us, even though we are imperfect beings. Thank you for loving us despite our imperfections, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just want to lift up Pat and her sister, Lord. Please continue to heal them and to bring them into good health and just be with them, cover them, shower them with your peace, Lord, and your healing and your presence, Lord, and just be with them during this time, Lord. And also Stacy, who lost her uncle, Lord, please be with her and her aunt who are going through a hard time right now, and shower them with your love and peace as well, Lord. And anyone else in RCC who is either struggling health-wise or lost a loved one or just going through any hard time, Lord, please please just be with them and shower them with your love, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. And, Lord, just please help provide for us as we go throughout our days, as we know you will, Lord. We know you are with us and you are providing for us moment by moment. And we thank you, Lord, for that. And we just continue to ask you to provide for us and to encourage us, keep us encouraged, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for your encouragements thus far, Lord. And we just want to say we love you, we love you, and cannot wait to see you, sweet Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So, yeah, I have a couple days off now that I'm off of my midnight shifts before I start my next shift. But I'm just sitting here and enjoying Jesus and trying to spend some extra quality time with him. And I also have some garage kid work to share. Let me try to find the email. Let's see. I sent this email out to Jerry and Jason, but they haven't, neither one has responded back yet, but I guess I'll go ahead and share it. Okay, let's see. So I started coming up with these Garage Kid dates January 6th, which was a big date set for our group, at least with Jason and Jerry had that as a date set. So I have some Garage Kid work for days in January and then unfortunately a date in March, but I'll start with January. Okay. So I remember Jerry talking about that there was a calendar or something. This is why I need him to hopefully respond to my email, because I don't even know if I have this right, just some vague memory of what I thought he said. But anyway, I remember he mentioned that there was a calendar or something that was 753 days behind the current Roman/Julian calendar. And I also remember he said that the Romans did not consider winter as a part of their calendar year, and that spring and their new year actually begins on March 1st. So I guess the winter, they just don't count it. So the end of their year would actually be the last day of fall, if I'm understanding this correctly. So this leads me to two date sets. The first one is if you count 753 days from December 21st, 2013. So that would be, I didn't look it up, but it's around the last day of fall for 2013. So if I have this correct, perhaps this is the last day of 2013 on this particular calendar. But apparently we're 753 days ahead of that. If you count that many days from December 21st, 2013, you end up at January 13th, 2016, which is tomorrow. The second date is if you start that day count from February 28th, 2014, which just happens to be the start of the Elijah pattern, and if I understand this correctly, the last day before the new year on the Roman calendar, since I guess it starts March 1st. So if you count 753 days from that date, you end up at March 22nd. So, and then March 22nd is the day before Purim. But anyway, I'll go back to the January 13th, 2016 date set, which is tomorrow, yay. And I know some of us have been getting that date set. So, okay. So remember how Alana was told that we wouldn't see the beginning of winter? Well, if you start the 753 day count from December 21st, 2013, then we, could poof just before the start of winter on this 753 day offset calendar. Let's see. All right, making sure. Hopefully people are hearing me, because there's no one in chat to verify that. But anyway, back to this. Okay, where was I? All right, so if you start the 753 day count from December 21st, 2013, then we could poof just before the start of winter on this particular offset calendar. Also, this would be the last day of 2013, as I previously mentioned, since winter is not counted as being part of the year. If we go with this day count, then the worldwide rapture would be on December 28th, 2013, which was actually the day that Kevin was translated. And then also, as Tana mentioned yesterday, on Peter John's prophecy clock, January 13th, 2016, marks the end of a delay for the head wound for the first beast of Revelation to take place. I guess that's where he has that event taking place on his prophecy clock, which goes till September 2nd of 2016. And Peter John believes that this will also signal the start of the early rapture. So if we have a head wound take place either like tomorrow or something today or tomorrow, then he believes that this will also signal the start of the early rapture, so perhaps our translation. Although, as he has mentioned in his video, the clock placements don't necessarily signal the actual occurrence of events, so we will have to see. Okay, so there is another day count leading to January 13th, 777 days, inclusive of November 28th, 2013. This was when Comet Ison flew by the sun, and it just happened to also be Thanksgiving of that year. If you do 777 days after that, inclusive of that date, you end on January 13th. 7 days later for the worldwide rapture would be January 20th, which is 777 days inclusive of December 5th, 2013, which just happened to be the day Judy's son started his YouTube ministry and also the beginning of Hanukkah that year. Okay, so on the 27-day offset calendar, then January 13th would be December 17th, and I remember Jerry last year having a very strong leading for this date. So as the 300 days Elijah pattern were coming to a close. Okay, so then this would put the worldwide rapture, if you do this on the 27-day offset calendar, it would put it on December 24th/25th, which is, of course, our first date set from Little John/Nate. So and also we've gotten a strong leading. That was the end of the 300 days of the Elijah pattern last year, or the year before. So definitely a strong date set for us. Okay, so January 13th, 2016 would also be 30 days past December 14th, which was the end of the second 27 days of the pattern, which... okay, so we have the initial 300 days that went to December 25th, 2014, and then another 27 days that took us to January 21st of 2015. And if I had interpreted it correctly, Jerry's, this was explained in an earlier show, some about this could be where the meat cleaver fell between the 8th and the 9th on the Julian calendar, because the 21st is the 8th on the Julian, and it was on its third or Wednesday, which, like his dream. So it's, if I have that correct, then that would be the meat cleaver falling down, and then we would copy that same pattern. The 300 days would start over, and then the 27 days, which ended on the December 14th. Okay, and that's as far, the end of the pattern as far as I know. I also like Tana's interpretation of the 8 and 9 from Jerry's meat cleaver dream as being, adding up 2015 as being 8 and then 2016 as being 9, according to the Julian calendar, which tomorrow is the last day of 2015 on the Julian calendar. So, and that also happens to be a Wednesday, like in his dream. So that may work as well. So we'll see. Okay, I think that's all I have on that date set. Let's see. Now to my next one. Now back to the March 22nd, 2016 date set. This day would be around the beginning of spring and during the 13th month of the Jewish calendar. Normally, they only have 12 months, but I think I read somewhere where they add in an extra month occasionally just to keep things even or something, keep them on track. So I guess they call this Adar 2. Anyway, there are 100 inclusive days from December 14th, 2016. I think that was supposed to be 2015. Oops. 2015. End of the pattern to March 23rd, 2016. And there were 100 days from Judy quitting her job on November 20th, 2013 to February 28th, 2014, the start of the pattern. So there's like 100 days after God fell on Judy's son and her quitting her job to when the pattern started. So it would make sense if after the pattern, we go 100 days before we poof, just to guess. Okay, so just before this date is a solar eclipse on March 9th. This makes me think of Jerry's login experience with being told that he can log in on the first blood moon of the Tetrad on April 15th, 2014, and then actually being able to log in on the day the solar eclipse following that blood moon on April 29th, 2014. Well, September 27/28, 2015 was the day of the last blood moon of the Tetrad, so this would be the solar eclipse following that blood moon. And felt like that maybe was a reflection of Jerry's experience. Okay, so another explanation I just thought of is Jerry mentioned that the solar eclipse that he was able to log in was an annular solar eclipse. The solar eclipse on March 9th is not an annular one, but the one on September 1st, 2016, which is the day before the end of Peter John's clock, is an annular one from what I looked up. So maybe God is saying that we can poof any time between September 28th, 2015 and September 1st, 2016. Although I sincerely hope this is not the case because September is just too far away in rapture-centric thinking. So anyway, March 9th on the 27-day offset calendar is February 11th, which is the date in 2014 that Nate was told to believe the rapture is today. If you wake up here tomorrow, believe it is today. And we have been told to believe that until we poof. So that's when that started. So maybe if we poof on March 9th, 2016, and the worldwide rapture is on March 20th. 2nd or 23rd of this year, which is about 13 to 14 days after the 9th, and within the 2 weeks, like what Nate was told, I think he said, will be translated up to 7 days, no more than 14 or no more than 2 weeks before the worldwide rapture. So, okay, so there are some days between those two dates that I also have Garage Kid work for. Okay, so January 21st, 2016 and February 14th, 2016. January 21st, 2016 is 38 days past December 14th, the end of the pattern. And 38 days before the pattern started on February 28th, 2014 was January 21st, 2014. Which was our first show. So it would be kind of a mirror reflection if we poofed on that date and also the 2 year anniversary of our first show. So this date is also December 25th on the 27-day offset calendar. Okay, now to February 14th, 2016 is 62 days past December 14th, 2015. And there were 62 days 62 days from December 28th, 2013, which was the day that Kevin was translated, to February 28th, 2014, the beginning of the pattern. So he was translated, and then we went 62 days until the pattern started. So if it does make sense, if we, after the pattern ends, we go 62 days, and then we poof, just like Kevin did. So if we poof on February 14th, then the World Third Rapture would be on February 21st of this year. And that was our miracle show. It'd be the 2-year anniversary of our miracle show, which was the announcement of our translation. And we had a bunch of angels clapping and farting, and it was just a really awesome show. So, I think that's all I have. But I'm glad, some interesting dates here, but I'm glad I have the most evidence supporting us leaving on or around the January 13th. So anyway, I hope all this makes sense and I didn't completely lose anyone in my rapture date setting chit chat. So anyway, I'll go ahead and read out of the Jesus Calling devotional now. Okay, January 12th, let me prepare you for the day that stretches out before you. I know exactly what this day will contain, whereas you have only vague ideas about it. You would like to see a map showing all the twists and turns of your journey. You'd feel more prepared if you could somehow visualize what is on the road ahead. However, there is a better way to be prepared for whatever you will encounter today. Spend quality time with me. I will not show you what is on the road ahead, but I will thoroughly equip you for the journey. My living presence is your companion each step of the way. Stay in continual communication with me, whispering my name whenever you need to redirect your thoughts. Thus, you can walk through this day with your focus on me. My abiding presence is the best roadmap available. So, definitely a good thing to keep in mind, as we don't really know what each day is going to bring. We just stay in touch with our groom, Jesus, and he will give us the peace and reassurance that we need to make it through each day. So I think that's all I have. We still do not have anyone in chat room except for myself, but we have 3 people called in now, so I'll go ahead and mute them. We have Tana, we have Carol, and we have Mama Pat. So hi, Tana.
Hi, y'all.
Hi. I'm just going to go on mute.
Love you all, honey. I'm just going to go on mute because I'm still feeling very tired and very whatever. Gerald's okay, sort of. I have more information tomorrow. They're still waiting for test stuff. But,
okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to listen, honey, and I'll fill you guys in more tomorrow as I find stuff out. So thanks
for
prayers
and everything. All right, we're praying for you, Pat.
All right, honey. All right, love you guys. Bye bye. I'm just gonna listen.
Love you too.
I'm gonna put it on mute. Okay. Bye bye.
Love you too. Hi,
Tana.
Okay. Hi, Carol.
Hi, love you all. Love you, Jesus. I'm just leaving the gym.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Cool. Listen, Michelle. The reason nobody's in chat is we can't get in.
Really?
The service says, service says it's busy. I was finally able to sign in with my, my password, but the chat won't open up. And I just got an email from Rosemary saying that she couldn't get in, she's not able to get in chat or hear anything either, and wanted to know if I could. So while you were talking, I sent her the email telling her she's going to need, if she's able to listen in the archives to everything you shared, you know, to listen to it two or three or four times, because, boy, you were going a mile a minute.
I know.
You did a lot of digging, and I am going to make a suggestion. I think what you wrote was like, wow. I mean, don't tell Jerry. Ah, chihuahua. Oh, yeah. You're there. You can hear me. Okay. I thought I hung up accidentally. But don't tell Jerry, but you outdid him in the garage work today. You know, so my suggestion is, if you could send us an email of everything you wrote, you spoke.
Oh yeah.
I know I and Rosemary would really get a lot out of it, because there's a lot of meat in what you shared, a lot. And I think what I finally at the end of the day, because you remember, I was also, I'm listening to you, I'm trying to get into chat. Rosemary's emailing me. I'm emailing her back. I'm still trying to get into chat. And, you know, so I'm multitasking, and I don't know how well my brain absorbed everything that you shared. But I think what I did end up with is that you got a date for tomorrow. Tomorrow's January 13th. And then you got another date for February 14th. Am I correct?
Yeah, and then also for January 21st as well.
Oh, January 21st. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you have one for January 13th, which is tomorrow?
Yeah, for the 13th, for the 21st, and then February 14th, and then there was in March, like the 9th and the 22nd.
Right. I finally got those. But I will tell you, oh boy, do I want him to come, you know, this month. But
yes.
I've had a gut sense that something huge, and possibly the translation, will be in March. I can't tell you that it's from any garage work that, you know, I have done. It's just a sense, you know, a gut feeling that we could be out by March. Hopefully this month, but, you know, March is like screaming at me. So I don't know what that means. I don't know if it's something other than that or.
I remember you saying that last year, too.
No, March Carol,
was...
no.
No,
I know.
The
rapture in March and translation now.
But
yeah,
hey, amen. I'm with you. I am with you there. I am 100% with you. I am not. And you know what? It could be that what I'm sensing is that the tribulation will, you know, following the rapture, is going to occur in March. And I have been very busy ministering to my friends and family who are, you know, who are believing that the Lord is coming really soon, and they don't know why they sense that. They're not reading the scriptures. They're not going into YouTube. They're not hearing it from anybody. They just believe that the Lord is coming really soon. So I've been sharing a lot with them, and suddenly I have a sense that, you know, something big is going to happen. Well, the translation is small because the bride is very small. So this sense of huge cannot be the translation. It could be the rapture followed by the tribulation. And what I am doing is trying to prepare those who may be left behind, or maybe going in the rapture, that prepare your hearts now so that, you know, that you'll be part of the translated bride you know, and not will not wait. But I don't know. I'm just saying this, you know, the translation is small. It's secretive. You know, it's a quiet. You know, it's a quiet departure, because no, you know, the world is not going to see us depart. You know, we're going to just go in a blink of an eye. And then the rapture is going to be worldwide. And people are then are really going to notice everybody, you know, who have gone. And it's very possible, that when the rapture occurs, you know, the final stock market crash will happen. You know, there could be an EMP attack. There could be a worldwide a nuke attack. And that would trigger the rapture. But that's not going to trigger the translation. The translation is before the rapture. So, you know, I think we're right in that time frame for us to depart. And what I am sensing is, you know, sounding the trumpet for those that are left behind to get ready, because some people believe that the rapture is coming. They just don't know, you know, they just don't know when, and they're not really excited. You know, it's like, well, it's going to happen. But I am trying to get them excited about the bridegroom. We have a bridegroom who's going to rescue us and deliver us from the things that are about to come to pass. And if they make it in the rapture, they still need to be ready. You know, ready to wash and cleanse and ready to go and wanting to go. So that's, you know, I'm just throwing all of that because there's so much going on. And then today, I also just, you know, Obozo is going to give his final State of the Union address. You know, of his final term. Now, I know that every year that a president is in office, they give a State of the Union address in January every year. Those that are in office for two terms, I guess they do it seven times. But I've never heard anyone say that it's the seventh one until today. This morning on Fox News, they were talking about Obama's seventh and final State of the Union address. And it just raised my antennas up, because the number seven, it means completion. And as a man, he's completing his time here. And it's final, because Fox News said it this way. And tonight, Obama is going to give the seventh and final State of the Union address. And I thought that was very telling. So that's also a possibility as to why I'm sensing something big for March, because maybe that's when things are going to start rolling for the one world government and you know, one world religion and the mark of the beast. So there you have it.
Yeah, are definitely. Yeah, we're here.
Okay. So that's what I got. Okay. Let's see. I got something from Rosemary. She said she just called an internet technician, and he could not get in the live chat for 4 shows he tried, and he had no sound either, so it's Blog Talk again.
Oh, boy.
So.
All these technical problems.
Yeah, it's like Satan doesn't want us to hear what the Lord is speaking to us through his bride.
Means we poofed.
Yeah.
Yep. Time to poof.
Time to poof. Amen. Yeah. So I got your garage kit stuff, and I'm glad you emailed it to Rosemary, and Tana also got it. So, woohoo! So
yeah, hopefully it's today or tomorrow. Wait, poof.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very much so. So and anyway, yeah. Tana, do you have anything else you want to share with us?
Nope, I don't have anything else today anyway. Just
okay.
That I love Jesus, but I love Jesus always, forever.
Yep, we all do.
Yes, we love you, Jesus.
Hey, how's the methane gas over there?
Oh, I don't smell anything still.
I'm
sure it's going on around up like half hour north of me, but I'm not concerned. I don't smell it. I smelled it the one time when there was an earthquake,
because
I smelled it right after, but I haven't smelled it since. So.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah, that's good. God is protecting me.
Yes, he is. He's protecting us all. So,
amen.
Amen. And Lord, we do lift up Pat to you. We want you to heal her. Put your hands on her mortal body and breathe life into it. And, you know, heal her from all her ailments, and also heal Gerald as well. Lord, we want you to get the glory and praise, for touching our lives in these last moments of these last days. Thank you, Father.
Dear.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yep. Amen.
You,
yes. Let's see. It looks like we have Raina on the line now, too. Hi, Raina.
Hi.
And Tana dropped off.
Oh, hello. How are you guys?
Hey, Raina.
Blog Talk
doing
is not
well.
Working tonight.
Pardon?
There's
what
no chat.
That?
There's
yeah.
no sound.
Yeah, we were just talking about that chat is not working at all, and Rosemary called the technician and said he has not been able to get in 4 chats, so there's a it's a problem with Blog Talk.
Okay, that's why, because me, I can't access. I said, okay, let me call to see if there's no show.
Yeah, that's
so
why
how are
I
you
called too. Oh, good.
Love you, Raina. Love you,
Raina.
Guys. Love you,
Pat. How's Gerald? Maman Patricia?
Yeah, I'm here.
I have to get more information. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, all right. No, they're still gathering information. Her enzymes, whatever that is, are high in the liver. I don't know if she's going to have a transplant or not. I'm thinking not. She's got pneumonia, and she's got the asthma, and she's really a mess. So
she has the full package.
Send her home? No, I don't know. That's a good sign. So, you know, she's not like the liver's not totally giving out, but I don't know how much is still viable, you know. I'll have more information tomorrow. They ran tests, and I can't get – I've been back and forth several times today with the PCU, you know, the nurses and the stuff, and they can only get what the doctor gives them, so they're still waiting on stuff. But they're taking a lot of fluid out of her, so that's not – that's really to be concerned about, you know, from the liver. So it sounds really – she's got a catheter in her for her liver, so it's – I don't know. It's in God's hands. I know he wants me to trust him. He's, I felt his presence very close. I think when we're suffering, you know, we love him. He just makes his presence soothing to us. It's not a lot of words that he speaks, but you just have a sense that he's there with you. And this call, it's like I'm in the last stages of it, but I started to feel sick again last night. It's like it's starting to try to get back at me. I put on Ephesians. I rebuke, you know, so... I don't know. It's just everybody's been really sick in my family, too. So at anywhere, even other places of that I've talked online, even in England, they're hit with this wretched flu. This just it must be the same strain going around. It makes you wonder about the chemtrails.
We are being attacked everywhere.
Oh, terrible, Raina. Terrible. The last 3 weeks have been like, you got to be kidding.
I know. Even my dream, it's like, seriously, when I woke up, I said, Lord, what's going on here?
Right, thank you. That's what I'm saying. Like, what? I do a Paul Begley on him. What? Are you serious? What's
my parents,
going on?
Both of my parents have pneumonia, speaking of attacked.
See, look at that. My daughter has that too with her liver and stuff. It's like you can't get your head above the water. And now this thing is... Ding thing is starting to come round again, and I took an Alka-Seltzer, you know, the cold things, and I don't know. I just can't get rid of it. I'm raspy. It's a month. Oh, and then my other daughter comes home, and she says, oh, I have a friend at work. She's had bronchitis for 2 months. I said, that makes sense, because I think I'm going to be in that number two if this thing doesn't last. It's terrible. I offer it up. I just give it to God. He's got my life, so he's allowing this for some reason, and I just give it to him, and what else am I going to do, you know? I don't know. So, and then with Gerald, you know, I'm just going to pray that. They said that she might come home Thursday or Friday, which is good. It means that, you know, the liver is still going to work, but not good, but she doesn't drink anymore. She did drink a lot when she was younger, but her medicine that she takes for her head is schizoaffective. That's can affect the liver too. And so I went round and round with the nurses, and I said very nicely though, and I said, you have to check the side effects more frequently about her medicine, that, you know, you might cure up this the liver thing and the drinking or whatever. She doesn't drink anymore, but I said, you have got to make sure that medicine is not going to aggravate the liver, because she's got nothing hardly to hang on to.
That's the problem. Do you remember the 11 years old I asked you to pray for, Nicara?
Yeah.
After she get out of the hospital, now she's doing better. But now they say they are going to make a surgery to replace her hip. She's 11.
Oh.
She's only 12 years old.
Oh, my.
All
so
the
much.
Medication, the side effect affect her hip. They have to replace it.
Yeah, There you go. Yeah, my daughter's got quite a bit. She smokes, and she's got the diabetes, and she's got the liver, and she's got asthma, and she's got pneumonia. You know, it's just this poor thing. Oh, it's a lot of it is self-induced. I mean, it's all self-induced, but she's still merciful and kind. But she doesn't what she's been doing, and they had to go in and give her a lesson about her diabetes. She has the equipment to test her fingers and do the insulin. She wasn't doing it right. And I give her her medications, you know, to control that. But I can't do stairs, and she's got the stuff upstairs. So I'm depending on her to tell me the truth. Did you test your blood today? Did you take the insulin right? Well, yeah. I mean, no. She takes the insulin without checking the blood sugar. And I said, you can't do that. Her blood count, her sugar count went down to 30 today. And it was 80 when she went into the hospital. And she's taking insulin, you know, la, la, la. And I said, you can't do that. You can't do that. She's going to be 49 years old, and she's smart as a whip. Okay? Even Even though she has schizophrenic effects, she's very high functioning. She can hold out a job even. She has brain chemistry and balances. There's nothing wrong with her intelligence. Oh, my goodness. She's, you know what I'm saying? So she knows she's got to do this stuff, and she's not doing it. And she's driving everybody else, especially me, crazy, because the others don't want to be around her. I mean, I've got one family member who's saying, I wish they'd keep her forever. I wish she would die. I mean, I like to say, well, I hope you, I wish you don't go to hell with an attitude like that, you know. I mean, this is what I, oh, guys, it doesn't end. It doesn't end.
Wow.
Doesn't end. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. But I have to trust Jesus. He says, trust me. And she's learning lessons from this, from being in the hospital and yada, yada. And I don't know. I'm learning patience. And maybe I'll go like hell not to kill somebody, you know. Because she's so upset with them. They don't listen, you know. So it's, and then being sick on top of it makes it really fun, you know. Trying to deal with all that. It's hard enough to deal with it without a cold. Let's put it that way. But it's
yeah.
like a lot of us are going through stuff. Raina, you're right. We're going through stuff, you know. And it's like it's like, God, get my head above the water. Give me a break. You know, I love
Mama.
Him so much that I don't care what happens. You know, I know he's got it. But I've got to figure out, what am I learning from this? Except, you know, I don't want to get bitter and lose faith because I just have so much coming at me. But I'm talking for all of us. And other groups
yeah.
as well, and other people as well, everywhere that, God, dear, it's just, it's insane. And we're being faithful. Yeah.
What? My grandma was taking, she died at 95, but she was taking medicine for her heart, and that caused cirrhosis of her liver. So, yeah, it
yeah.
very well probably the medication.
It could be. She's on
Depakote. Yeah, my grandma never drank a lick in her life. My grandma never drank at all.
Wow.
And
wow.
and then she, with this medication for her heart, caused cirrhosis of the liver.
Yeah. It's like, I don't smoke, but if I get the secondhand smoke for my daughter, people get lung cancer just from secondhand smoke. I mean, it's really sad. You know, and she says she's going to give up smoking because she uses an inhaler, and she's got the asthma, and she smokes. And you can't talk to her. She'll yes you to death and then go do what she wants. And it's like she knows better. This is it. If she was so far gone mentally, whatever, probably wouldn't even be here, I don't know. But you know, I would have greater sympathy and like you don't know what you're doing. But you do know what you're doing. And you're doing it anyway. You're driving everybody crazy because you don't listen and do what's right. I mean, where do you draw the line there, you know, to put up with somebody without enabling, without being codependent? You know, and getting her, and we have conversations, and she realizes she's got to change, but then she doesn't. And she's making herself sicker. I hope this has been a lesson to her, because the doctor in emergency talked to her about a kidney transplant. It really scared her, you know. So she knows that she's got to regulate her medicine. I said, why can't you talk to your doctor about your meds and get on something? It doesn't make you so tired and whatever. And maybe not as detrimental. Oh, okay, I'll talk to him. No, and that doesn't happen. I have talked to them, but legally I cannot do anything. I cannot do anything, okay? Unless she was totally mentally challenged to the point of incoherency. But she's not. She's smart as a whip as one. She knows which end is up, as I say. She can be very nasty and arrogant at times, you know. I mean, just totally normal. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She's not that far gone mentally or anything, so, but she has schizophrenic affective where she thinks people are talking about her or the TV is talking about, you know what I'm saying? If we went to church, she'd think the preacher was just homing in on her and pinpointing her and talking about her, you know, and everything is in the negative. If you read the symptoms, they're pretty awful, but that's what she would deal with. And she has a fear of going outdoors. She can't stand being around a lot of people. She doesn't want to go to a restaurant, doesn't want to go to the movie theater. Her boyfriend is very patient and loving with her, you know, and she just freaks out. She can't stand being around people, period. If she goes to church now, you know, with him, they sit way in the back somewhere, like, so she's away from people. It's sad. It's just really sad. But this medicine, I think, is what's doing her liver in now, you know, because she hasn't been drinking for a long time. So I don't know. I don't know, guys. Just keep her in prayer. All we can do is pray and trust the Lord. He's got this. Whatever happens, it's going to be how he's going to have it, because we belong to him. We trust him. We pray to him. We know he's got this. But it's not easy going through it. Oh,
but he remembered us, her and you, Pat. Yeah,
what,
saying, remember that letter? Remember that message you got from Jesus that you sent to all of us? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Reread it. Reread it.
Oh, I know. I know it. Yes. But I'm very good with her talking about stuff. But if she isn't going to do for herself, no one can do it for her.
Right, exactly.
It's getting her to believe
Jesus.
That she's got to do that. I think that's why she's in the hospital now. She's had a real scare that, yeah, I think I better really start paying attention to what I'm doing, you know. Because I said, she's got beautiful twin boy sons at 23. And I said, you've got them to live for. You've got Ronnie to live for, a lovely Christian boyfriend. And I said, do it for yourself. And I said, and God doesn't want to see you like this. You know, you have to do this. I can give you your meds and coach you and make sure you do stuff, but you have to do it. You have to pick up the phone. You have to talk to the doctor. You have to do it. And you know how to do it. That's just it. She knows how. She can. She's very, very, she's with it, you know, and she knows. But that's what my family is suffering with. When she comes back, she just goes into this lethargy again, you know, and won't do for herself for whatever reason, you know. It's very difficult to deal with someone like this. You know, she's like a best friend to me as well as my daughter, okay? So I love her very much. And 90% of the time we get along really super and we're very good for each other, you know. And she can't be alone. She's got to be with someone. She mentally can't hack it if she's not got somebody with her, and she can't do her medicines right because she's very weak. She'll overdose on something. So I'm in, that's okay. I don't mind doing that. But, you know, she's got to take the insulin right, and she's got to measure the blood right. You know what I'm saying? She's got to do this. And I all right, she might be coming home Thursday and Friday, guys, but, you know, if she doesn't try to help herself and do what's right, and, you know, I said, how can you just take insulin and not measure your blood? You know, you measure your blood and whatever the counts are, the blood sugar count, it's then that you adjust the insulin and you're not doing it. Well, my doctor said just take 12 units a day and no matter what the blood count is. And that's like, you know, what? And that's what they're not doing that in the hospital. They check the blood and they see if she needs the insulin and stuff. And she's not been doing that, you know, and I think she, I could go on and on. It's just, now she's coming home, which is good. That's a good sign. I mean, it means the liver's still going to function, but I don't know, you know, I just have to, it's a good thing I can't see into the future because I might just end up crying and giving up. Boy,
well,
73
Jesus
years
has
of this.
The future, so.
Yes, he does.
He's faithful.
Yeah. So whatever happens is going to happen. And I just have to deal with it. I just have to deal with it and trust him. That's all I can do. I don't have another choice. None of us do. I have to trust him. He knows that I do. But maybe she's learned something. The only thing that I am concerned with her is that she does her insulin right. That's the only thing I really have to be concerned with her and to stop the smoking. You know, and everything else should fall in place pretty good. You know, I don't know. I don't know. I just have to take day by day. Yeah.
Lord, please help Gerald, Pat's daughter, and please help her to do what she needs to do to take care of herself and the responsibilities she needs to make, Lord. Please help her to be able to do those, Lord. Give her the discipline and the strength she needs to take care of herself, Lord. And please help her in her healing process, Lord, and please help Pat in dealing with her, and please help Pat to get over her illness as well, Lord. And please just be with Pat and her daughter and family, Lord. In Jesus' name
thank
we
you,
pray.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. So things are not out of the woods yet. Now, that's what they're saying. She could possibly come home, but they might find something tomorrow. I mean, I've been talking to these people, and I can't get hiding a hair about what's really what. So hopefully tomorrow is a better day to figure this out, what's going on, you know, with her and what their plan of action is medical-wise, you know. And her boyfriend will pick her up.
Yeah, definitely keep us updated.
Yeah, I will, of course. I will. I'm just hoping I can feel better. When I feel better, I'll take on the world. If I'm not sick, I'll run, because I'll come after you. Then, it makes such a difference when you don't feel like you're half dead, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Like, I go and get the dishes done, and then I have to sit down, and then I'll clean up a little bit more, and I keep the place nice, you know, but it's a hassle just to do little things with the breathing problem, and I'm feeling this cold, you know, but, you know, this too shall pass, it always does, and I'm trying to prove to the Lord, even though I feel so bad, like, I love you, and I'm getting through this, and I'm still going to do this stuff, and I just want to prove to you that, you know, I'm not going to be a basket case. Because
yeah.
I don't feel good, you know. I spiritually will still console you and think about you and pray, you know, and take care of things. It's like a challenge, and I'm really surprised that I'm doing as well as I am, because usually if I get sick, it's like, well, goodbye. But I'm trying to prove to him that I can still function spiritually and still feel like, you know. Oh, I'll be fine. I will. I'm all, God's got it. It's just, I'm just concerned that if she just does, that she will do her insulin right and stuff and not just give up and, you know, and when I'm not around, she's just going to do what she wants to do, because she's got this attitude to be that way, you know, just not do stuff, just not do things. And it's hurting her health, and it's frustrating the rest of us, you know, having to live with her. Me mostly, 100% of the time. The others can go in their, you know, their rooms or out or whatever. They deal with her just as much as they have to, because she's frustrated them too, you know. And they've talked to her. And my daughter Laura gave her what for the other day, you know, and really had a talk with her. And it works for like 5 minutes, you know. So hopefully, you know, I'm just praying that she'll get her diabetes medication, not medications, but insulin and sugar levels right, you know, and work on that. That's the major hurdle right now, and also to stop the smoking, because she's tried to quit before. She shouldn't be smoking. She's got the asthma, and she's on the inhaler. But again, lead the horse to water, can't make him drink, kind of thingy, you know.
Yeah, all she can do is pray.
Just pray, I know. I know. It's one day at a time for me, one hour at a time sometimes. And I just give it to the Lord every second, you know, and just... But it's hard to have somebody around that won't do for themselves, and when they can do for themselves, it's very frustrating. And you kindly tell them that, and they say, oh, yeah, okay, and then they don't. So how do you change that? I mean, I just have to trust God. Even Jesus said to me, like, you know, if she isn't going to take care of herself, if she isn't going to do what's right, like, you know, that's the way it is. You know, I mean, what are you going to do? You know, he has to deal with a lot of people in situations, I guess, where they just won't do what they're supposed to do, you know, and they can only blame themselves if anything happens, because others are trying to help them or coach them or be there for them, and they don't listen, you know, and they don't listen to God either. You know, but what he's saying is, like, for me not to get overly upset if she doesn't listen. Like, it's not, there's just so much you can do with a human being. You know, they're free. And if they're going to decide not to do something that they're supposed to do, then don't beat yourself up for it. You know, I just have to keep praying and hoping that she'll get it right, you know, and realize that this was a good scare for her. That maybe she will realize, gee, I gotta stop smoking and I gotta get this insulin right. If she can get those two things right, she's home free, you know. She's gotta change
yeah.
the attitude that this has gotta work. I gotta make efforts to make this work. Because I'm just hurting myself and I'm hurting the people around me. And I think, and I said to her, think of the people who love you. Do it for them, you know. And she says, yeah, that's good. That makes sense. I said, yeah. So you keep trying.
Yeah,
well,
definitely keep praying for her and
try.
You, and it's in God's
hands,
so he's taking care of it.
Yes, there's what, honey?
Where's your car keys? I'm going to steal your ice scraper.
Oh, it's bad. Well, you see, guys, it snowed here. It's icy. It's icy here in there, honey, in the purse somewhere. Yeah, no, it's icy.
There,
see, the ice is on the cars? Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got snow today. Oh, boy. And it's all ice. All
wow.
Ice. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's see. There's about 8 minutes left, and I actually
okay.
need to get some more chores done. So if you don't have anything
okay.
else to say, I'm going to go ahead and play a song or two, and then we'll close it out.
Okay. Thanks, guys, for everything, for prayers. Love you.
Love you all. Come,
love
Jesus.
You all. Come,
yes,
Lord Jesus.
Amen, Lord Jesus. Bless the bride, and we love you, Lord. And
yeah.
Come
again, dear.
We love you, Jesus.
Love you, Lord. Night, guys.
So faithful.
Lord Jesus.